Of course, first we're going to welcome in our good friend to start the day, Dr. John Braccio, on the 7 o'clock hour here. And, you know, we've talked before about the importance of not, you know, comparing yourself, measuring stick necessarily to other people in a lot of ways. And that's true. But there are, you know, there are exceptions to that rule. In fact, tonight, you know, we're going to get a measuring stick with the release of the, you know, the playoff poll, basically, looking at college football. So there are certain areas where you can go ahead and do that. But as we preface all that, we'll say that maybe you should forget about that poll tonight a bit and not worry about it until the end. There's always exceptions to the rule. And Dr. John B. joins us now this morning on the program. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning, Dave. Nice to talk to you, like always.
Good to talk to you as well. There are exceptions to that old saw sometimes about making too many comparisons, and sometimes comparing can be a good thing.
Well, that's true. I think we preface it with you need to have good self-worth. If you have good self-worth and you're comparing yourself upward in terms of you're looking, in terms of trying to improve yourself in a positive way, it certainly can help give direction, because let's say you want to be, whether it's an athlete, a better student, a kinder person, a stronger person, we can kind of look around and get some models, get some people that we really think that really are pretty exemplary, that we feel really are successful in a way that we want to be, okay? It can help us set goals, it helps us work harder, and it can help us visualize the future, too, in terms of where we want to go and what we might want to do. I think anyone who's successful has had, whether it be models, whether it be mentoring or some combination of both, because we do need some things to look at as long as we don't use it to tear ourselves down.
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense. And tearing yourself down, that's the part that I think it's something people do, Doc, all too well, and become quite proficient at it. You see that, I know, in your practice every day.
Well, I do, and at least the jealousy. I mean, people become angry and jealous at people that all of a sudden they perceive as better looking, more intelligent, more successful, more aggressive. Uh-huh. You have to watch out. You have to do your best. However, there's nothing wrong with looking with those that are very successful or we perceive as successful, try to figure what they've done and try to use that as some modeling for getting ahead. And I think anyone you really talk to, they will tell you there have been, whether it was a parent, whether it was a brother, whether it was a friend, whether it was a priest, whether it was a teacher, whether it was someone that they saw, even an imaginary character, somebody that was able to inspire them, in addition to themselves, of course, but give them some motivation and some imagery, if you will, of where they're going to go in life and then go for it. It requires a good self-image, because you can look at somebody,
right,
you know, a track star, and you can't run at all, and all of a sudden say, I'm a total failure because I can't run. So you have to be realistic. If you have a poor self-image, then you want to work on your self-image before you're worrying about comparing yourself with others. But on the other hand, it doesn't at all hurt if we care for ourselves and are trying to be more successful, to look for modeling, look for people that can give us some good ideas just by observing them or talking to them,
right,
about what have they done to be successful.
And you just, you know, you mentioned early in that, in your last comment, there's something that is, you know, I know parents out there are nodding their heads. You know, when you mentioned siblings, too, the back and forth that goes on when you compare yourself to your brother or your sister, be they older, be they younger, and what parents do to try to make sure that any comparisons going on are of a positive nature and not a negative nature, because that road is easily traveled, and it's a very tricky one for kids, for young people, even when they get older. You know this, when you can be 45 or 50, and the comparisons with brothers and sisters, it can be a very negative thing or it can be a really positive thing.
Well, that is very, very true. And the main thing we want to do with comparisons is always have them be positive and start from our being, like, our liking ourselves, having a good self-image,
right,
but trying to improve, and we look around and say, what are some things that I can do that are going to make me even more successful?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and just again, as you say, being self-aware in a positive way, and able to take and channel that in the right direction. Sometimes it's easier said than done, but certainly worth the trip and worth the journey. And I know you will be watching tonight for those rankings. But as wise people have said, if you take care of business, and of course the Spartans have done that to date, it all will sort out in the end.
That is true. If you win in terms of like yep. football right now, you come out at the end. Now, if for some reason you miss a game along the way, you still have a lot of things to be happy about and proud. But at this point, the goal is win them all and try to do your best.
All and all of the goals are still within reach. And, you know, it's not very often. I think it's almost a singular case, Doc, that we've been able to say that about Spartan football in the month of November and advancing forward, that all of the goals that start in the preseason and with, you know, the end of recruiting are all still in play for Michigan State University. It's a pretty cool thing.
It's wonderful, and we're part of it. These are the good old days. Remember that.
Yep.
The Biggie Munn had his days and Duffy, but these are with D'Antonio. These are the good old days, and then throw Izzo in there, too, and hey.
Not too shabby.
Not too shabby.
You'll find the podcast at drjohnb.com, all of the podcasts there. This one will be there as well. And as always, sir, we appreciate discussion with you on a Tuesday morning. Have a great one.
Same to you, my friend. Bye-bye.